when nitrate levels become a concern. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Well, testing is showing that nitrate levels in corn being cut for green shop increased after a rain. Stan Smith, Extension Program Assistant in Fairfield County, Ohio, and member of the Ohio State University beef team, tells Brownfield a level of 1,000 parts per million is when nitrate levels become a concern and why blending it is recommended.
This would be an ideal opportunity for guys to get rid of some of their poor quality hay, or if they're making hay on some CRP acres that are cool season grasses, we would expect the quality to be pretty tough there. It'd be a great place to blend that down. And in a perfect world, we'd chop that poor quality hay. And, of course, Francis Fluharty's done a lot of work with grinding or chopping or processing hay and how much more digestible it is. And in a perfect world, we'd chop that hay. We'd green chop our silage. We'd blend the two together. And we could make a real nice, safe feed that would meet the nutritional requirements of our cattle, regardless of what stage of reproduction they might be in, or even if they were stockers or feeders.
Stan, anything else that these livestock guys need to be thinking about as more and more silage is being cut?
Well, we're here at the 1st of August, and we've done a lot of work with planting oats in at this time of year and beyond. So if a guy's in a place where he could, especially if he could graze these fields that they're taking silage off of, there's an opportunity to put oats in. And if we catch some showers this fall and get back to cooler temperatures, we could grow quite a bit of forage that way yet this year. If a guy knows he's going to need forage next spring, you might consider putting in annual rye grass or cereal rye, and that'll give him a little bit to graze this fall, maybe 1,500 pounds to as much as a ton per acre if we get it planted here soon. But then next spring, after it goes dormant, that stuff will elongate and create abundant growth next spring, and I could maybe give his pastures a chance to get ahead or even mechanically harvest it next spring if he wanted to go with a biennial like cereal rye or annual ryegrass.
Stan Smith, Extension Program Assistant in Fairfield County, Ohio, and member of the Ohio State University beef team. That's Managing for Profit. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.